Right. They say the wheels of government move slow, and the clock reflects that. So, all right, but we're trying to bust out some stuff here. We're gonna move ahead.
Well, Home Depot and the motels. I'm asking we do those after lunch.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, absolutely.
If there's some classification cases,
we just thought we would get some here listening. I'm seeing one here that looks like a possible one. It's not just a classification. Well, we can listen to that a little bit.
We got an Overland Park number 370.
Well, Valerie was in person the other day, and I didn't switch to the teleconference when I switched her.
Okay, so we're just calling her again. I mean, we could probably just call her and tell her we'll make a decision this afternoon. We just put her back on the docket. Oh, she has some valuation. Yeah. Oh,
but before we go on, just so we are clear, I don't have any record of sending her a second card.
Okay.
On which one?
Okay, on the Valerie Budd stuff.
Okay.
So whatever that week was that all happened, something between Ulrich sending the data and my getting the numbers for sending out my seconds, they're not there. And like I said, I kept track of what I sent seconds.
Well, since we're on it, let's can I see you have a copy of the cards?
Yeah.
Can I see those? BOE number 237.
So she's still contesting classification on most of her stuff.
Right, she's still doing classification, but now she's saying she wants her values full of some of her stuff.
Well, and that would be... The print is hard to see.
Well, look in the pages behind, please.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
They're pink and black. They're bigger.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's a...
Are the values on the first card just the index increase, or do we know?
Yeah, I believe so. And then the other... What's going on now is the classification, but she didn't get the notice for the classification. Do you see?
Okay.
That's all I can figure.
So, for example, I'm looking at, and then I'm pulling it up by parcel number. This is in Oakmont Hills, Phase 1, Lot 20.
Which BO are you?
This is BOE 248. Now, I'm just going on the tax card. On the card that she received, the valuation on here is 179,810. And the valuation that the county has on my sheet is 193,486.
I'm sorry, and what did you say the card said? I couldn't find the page here at first.
Yeah, 179,810.
Okay.
So,
classification change wouldn't change the value.
No, so we must have reassessed it too. Because we were actually talking to her about all of her nightly rental stuff too. She would have brought that to our notice.
So, well, when she came in, and this has happened with others, their card is the thing that they thought it was, because last year, I mean, it did go up. 173,857 to 179,810. That's not, obviously that doesn't appear to be drastic. I know that the ones that came in for this primarily are refuting their classification issue. However, help me understand why, and I know it's been explained, it's just hard for me to wrap my mind around on what, help me understand why, because she's not the only one. How did this card go out with this evaluation when later we get this evaluation?
Can I come look at what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because the card itself has the date on it.
I think I understand. It goes out, the 179.10 is the factor increase. And then you guys are in conversations with her and you go out and reevaluate. Is that my understanding? Or something was reevaluated?
Right.
And that's why it went to 193 or not?
Right, because I guess when we're looking at all, these are all together.
Sometimes a land value changes or something like that can happen too.
Okay, but you guys were in the process of reevaluating the office. And this card goes out from?
It went out May 15th of this year.
With the factor increase.
So she would have actually gotten two cards anyway, whether she says she got it or not, because this card has nothing written here. And if it went from my office, it has nothing there because the ones that go out from the printer say DIVCO data.
Well, let's translate this over to, this is, do you
so
know
she
which?
Did get two cards.
That's the same ones.
See, these say, U.S. Postage prepaid first class. If it says DIVCO data, it went on the 21st.
This is it went out year. May 21st. Okay. This is the same one. This number is the same as this number right here. This is an enlarged card of this. It just, you know, for whatever reason, this didn't translate out with the first class.
So she did get two cards. We could see here, though, that it did go out the 15th and the 21st, but this would have been... Even these would have been the old numbers, possibly,
no change,
and then
though.
The new one, though.
There's no change.
No, this is the same card. This is just
okay.
Bigger. She just made this bigger.
So it says mail date the 21st, mail date the 15th.
Right, I'm saying she did get two cards. So
two of the same cards.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, so two of the same cards, but here's my...
She's got a lot of property, so this might just be the classification, but if we get to another one where she's wanting something different.
Well, on this, the valuation's 179.810, 2021 valuation. On here, this is the same 193.486. So
as Andy said, probably what happened was we switched her land from residential to commercial is what happened.
Right, but what we're trying to figure out is you've got 179.80.
Because everything here is showing commercial, residential.
So there's another, 13,000 on top of that, right?
But wouldn't this be partial residential, partial commercial, like how they did it last year, 2020, is how they did this.
Yeah.
So they had, she was, you know, they had residential assess, they had commercial assess. This year, it changed to where it's assessed on the residential side, then commercial side, which I'm not sure why there's, if it all changed.
Yeah, so this just didn't get changed at that point. Let's see, I'm sorry. And is this the same card?
This is the same card, and it has the same numbers right here. Okay. The exact same numbers.
Okay, good guys, you had something to that?
No, I'm just listening to that.
What is the number that we have on our sheet?
Part of this, too, is on some of that commercial, when we put them down as commercial, we were running through with the commercial index, and then we went back and we changed the index to residential on the commercials. That's why they got another card, too, because they got a change when they were classified residential to commercial, Then they got the second change when we changed their index from commercial to residential and up that. And that's why they got the second on some of these.
But the classification would change their amount they pay, but it would not change the appraised value, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what we're trying to figure out is why is the appraised value changing? We got one on the sheet that says 160.
From what Wesley told me on the sheet, that number comes the day they applied, correct? That's the number that's going on the sheet.
Not on your copy.
On the new ones?
on
this copy here that Jeff's got for our schedule today. Those numbers are coming from...
That's the numbers I had when I put them into the system.
Okay.
But what?
Their card is showing a different number than what we're showing.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Because the first card had the 235 index on it when we switched to commercial. See, some of these got switched to commercial and the 235. We went ahead and changed the index from the commercial to the higher rate of the residential, even though they were commercial properties. And Susan explained that to me one day because there were...
Well, and the reason you have to do that is because in the system, Ulrich hasn't changed over for the nightly rentals. And so you would have a condo here that was rented out as a nightly rental, and you have a condo here that is owned by an owner, and they were paying more than the person who was doing a nightly rental. So we had to make it so that they were all... Because all condos next to each other should all be the same price. If they're identical condos, the valuation should be exactly the same. It's how you do the business or residential for the final for the tax levies. That's the different classification.
I guess I don't understand why if we're making it, if it's being made 100% commercial, why would you use the residential index increase on a... I'm not calling it commercial, but I'm saying right now the assessor is calling it commercial. Why would you use that index on that?
Because on the index, it should have been changed in the Ulrich system, but at that point, it didn't get rolled.
You're saying it should have been, but it didn't.
It's an internal number, and that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about with calling it business versus residential. It's just a number that's put in for when the state is making their mandate. From when we do the calibration. And again, you know, if you call something a motel, it comes up as a 2.3, you call something, and these were being called...
2.35.
Right.
If it's a residence, 2.58.
Right. And so in the internal number for a structure should have been done to 2.58, but it didn't get done.
Okay.
So that's why, because we had to make it equal among everybody.
Okay, but we're... If something is commercial, then this is the index increase, right?
2.58 is the index increase, yeah.
If you change it to for residential only.
Right, but if you change it to commercial, don't you also have to change that index rate?
No, because the structure is called something different. So if you have a condo, or you have they call it C-Con for nightly rental, they call it residence or house, that's associated with the number in there that's supposed to be the 2.58.
Okay, well, let's just say
this. If you call it a motel structure, it would be 2.3 something, or 2.25, whatever they had it set at for commercial. There's two different sets of numbers that get multiplied by a structure and by a parcel.
So for one thing, we had the wrong index in there historically.
Right.
So we changed that, and we also classified them from residential to commercial.
Correct.
But their index rate right now is residential, which is a higher index rate than what it was.
Right.
But this was the increase this year, right? I mean, that was supposed to be the increase.
It's a 2.58. Yeah.
Okay. And again, I'm trying to wrap my head. If you've changed something, let's say it's a hotel, and it has nothing to do with classification, you're using a 2.35 rate.
Yeah.
Okay. So if the argument is that we need to put these in the same as the hotel, shouldn't we be using the same commercial rate that we use on the hotel.
No, for the reason, like I said, that you've got all these people in the